I'm just laying in bed and I can't sleep, so let's do a little show. It's probably like 1 in the morning, maybe 1:30. Suppose I can check. 1:23. That's what I'll call this show. 1, 2, 3. My sleep schedule's been really fucked up lately. Lots of, so backward that if I wake up at 1 in the afternoon, I still feel like, oh fuck, I can't believe I'm already awake. Yesterday I fell asleep at like 6:30 in the morning. And right now, I don't know, I'm just stuck in this bad limbo where I'm definitely tired. Feeling kind of emotionally topsy-turvy just because I've been, I don't know, it's because I need to fucking sleep, but, and I've got one of my eyes that hurts behind my eye, but I can't fall asleep. I don't know, I'm just laying here. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. So I'm just sitting around listening to music. Listening to Kubek, Brian Lee O'Malley, the guy that did Scott Pilgrim. I had some of his albums way back in like 2005. Actually, I didn't realize it was him at the time. It was Cal from Halifax, who runs the comic shop, sent them to me. I listened to them a bit. But his older stuff, it's just, it's not as well done as his latest album is called Tries Again, and it's really, really good. But even the demos, there's a song called Don't Bother that I super love, but the demo of it is not the same. But even so, I've been going back to his older stuff. And even though it's a lot more rough, I still really like it. This is a song called St. Clair, which is a street in Toronto. There's some Toronto references, the TTC, the Toronto Transit Commission. See, laying here in the dark, maybe it's because I'm so tired, but I'm feeling it very easy to if I can astrally teleport to other times in my life. I'll have these flashes of memories that seem extremely clear, almost like I'm there for a second. Like the living room in my old place in Queens. Was a recent one, but the one that really got me was thinking about 2006, I believe it was. It was when I was dating Erica in Vancouver. But I was thinking of the time we went to Victoria on a vacation. And the hostel we stayed in. Just what we did, the places we walked around. This seems very clear. And I wished so much that I could teleport back there. This kind of rough indie song by Brian Lee O'Malley made me feel better.
So we've been talking, and I never know what to say. But we've been talking, you know we've been talking anyway. And I've been thinking, but my thoughts do not make sense. So I've been sleeping, waiting to talk to you again. I need to get out of here, possibly right away, possibly yesterday, but I'll probably just stay. I need to find a new place.
yourself out of the snow. Take a ride on the TTC, but I don't have anywhere to go. So now I need to spend days in my room lost in fog.
Decided to take an Advil and put on some clothes, go buy some groceries. It's one thing I like about living in a big city. I happen to live, it's weird, I live near like three big grocery stores and two of them are 24 hour. Oh, it snowed. That's nice. I was gonna say, not the best time to be walking around, middle of the night, January in Canada, but it's actually pretty warm out. I guess that has something to do with how snowfall works. I don't know. I don't remember whatever seismic weather pattern such and such they taught me in school. But yeah, nice light snowfall. This is kind of pretty out. Still falling a little bit. There's the CN Tower. I love that. When I leave my house, I can see the CN Tower, the TD Bank building, the Scotiabank, CIBC, Bank of Montreal. Is that what that is? There should be, like, Bank of Hong Kong in there somewhere, but I don't know which one that is. That's the financial center of Canada, my friends, right by my house. It's very beautiful. Yeah, you know, fuck it. Just try to shake my brain clear a little bit. I have so many recordings like that last little bit that I did. Recordings about Erica that I don't know what to do with. The day before my house burned down, like that night, just a few hours before, that was the last thing I thought I would ever record on this recorder, because I thought it melted in the fire, and then firefighters found it, was about finding Erica's Facebook page. Or I just joined Facebook. I'd never been on it. I joined it so I could get information about a Keith and the Girl thing from Hemda. So yeah, going to her Facebook page and clicking around and looking at these pictures of her and her husband. And they just like recognizing clothes she used to have. She still has this one coat. And just, man, it's rough. Somebody you hadn't seen in years and then seeing them running around having fun with somebody else. It's kicking the balls. And I mean, I broke up with her. And I don't know, I felt like, I still wonder, you know, maybe. At the time, I definitely don't think I was necessarily good for her. I think we did help each other out a lot. But ultimately, I was too wound up, too insecure. Just, I think I was holding her down, you know, just afraid that if I let her sort of be herself, that I don't know what the fuck was so frightening about that. Just wanted to try to keep the relationship on lockdown. Certainly didn't make things better. I like to think in the ensuing years I've chilled out. Who knows? Anyway. Yeah, so I've got that. Then after New Year's Eve this year, recorded a bunch of shit for the Vinyl Countdown. And then on the way home, I recorded like another half an hour of myself talking. Mostly just about how I wish Erica was around. I think that a lot when I'm in weird spots. Like in the summer, I walk to Humber Bay. Or walking down by Cherry Beach. And maybe it's not that I want her necessarily. Maybe I just want somebody, you know? But she's the pull. She's the one where it's been long enough that I mostly remember good things. But I don't know what to do with all this stuff. I've even got some audio from when we did hang out a little while ago. Just, when was that? 2 or 3 months ago? I was going to do an XO about it, but I started outlining it, and it's just like, basically, it just boils down to, like, I wish that chick would get divorced and move here, and it's like, what? I can't say that. I don't even know that I really want that, you know? It's just, I didn't know what to do with it. It's all just sitting on a hard drive. However, this particular show is so crazily obscure. Can say whatever I want. Doesn't matter. No one's ever going to hear it. Whoever you are out there, consider yourself among the elite. Everybody got tired of this shit a long time ago. All right, so that last episode I did, I talked a bunch about this band called Beulah. I started digging into, I guess they have 3 albums. Wow, it's nice out here. I'm on Front Street, and there's nobody around. This is a 24-hour Tim Hortons not too far from here. Maybe I'll go there instead of going straight to the grocery store. Yeah, so it was the second Beulah album was the one I was listening to before. So I started digging into the third one. And in particular, I like the very first track so far called A Man Like Me. So let's listen to that while I walk around in the middle of the goddamn night.
Skin. when we're making love. You never mean it when you come to me with your arms stretched, defenseless and alone. So try lifting all your weight for a man. Man, you're wrong. Try wasting all your days on a man like me. I taste you on my fingers and I smell you on my lips. I don't know where you're going, but you go. You're never gonna make it. Hey honey, honey, better save yourself. You're never gonna make it. So try lifting all your weight for a man. A man gone wrong. Try wasting all your days on a man like me.
Well, somehow, I don't know what the fuck, I was just, caught my arm in the cord to my headphones, and I managed to pull the earbud out of my ear, and the little, rubber thing on the end of it fell off. So now, I can't put it in my ear without stabbing myself in the brain. So I figured that was a sign. Oh, there's a homeless guy. Sleeping by the ATM. Makes more sense than sleeping outside. Anyway, I just went and got some groceries and now I'm heading the fuck home. I figure that's a sign. I don't need to be wandering around all night with only one headphone. That's crazy talk. So, nice short episode. I'll play one more song. I don't even know what. And that'll be that. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Unsatisfiable baby, grabbing onto whatever's around for the soaring eye of the crushing down with hidden cracks that don't show, but that constantly just grow. Looking for the man that attacked me while everybody was laughing at me. You beat it in me, that part of you, but I'm gonna split us back in two. Tired of living in a cloud.
if you're gonna say shit now, you do it out loud. It's 2:45 in the morning, and I'm putting myself on warning for waking up in an unknown place with a recollection you have erased. Looking for somebody's arms to wave away past harms. Walking at our center circle, both of you can just fade to black. Walking at our center circle, being pushed away and I'll never come.
It's January 1st, 2011. My fancy recorder, we filled up the space for a vinyl countdown that was just 3 hours of drunken nonsense. So I gotta use my shitty recorder. It's insanely nice out. I don't know exactly what temperature it is, but it's really warm. It's like a Vancouver winter, maybe even better. I heard if we pass 9.2 degrees Celsius, it'll be a record for warmest January 1st of all time. It's really nice out. I was hanging out with Craig and Mike from the Vinyl Countdown, vinylcountdown.ca, our other show. They both passed out because they have jobs. They had to wake up at like 8 in the morning. I didn't wake up till 1 in the afternoon. And booze wakes me up, so I'm fine, even though it's 3 in the morning now. Yeah, Craig fell asleep couple hours ago, and then I talked Mike's ear off for a while because I did drink quite a bit, just sort of trying to wear it off a little bit before I walk home. But now I don't feel tired. Still a fair amount of people out walking around, but none of the bars are open. This is one of those rare times when the bars are open till 4 in the morning in Manhattan. That'd be handy. I could go to a bar right now, have a beer, just blab to somebody. I don't even care who, just talk to someone. But yeah, I don't know, just, New Year's Eve. Well, New Year's Day now. But, main reason I pulled out this recorder, and even just having the recorder out, and having, just talking, just, you know, fucking, what's the word? Expositioning. It's instantly helped. I already feel a lot more level and normal. Already my fucking route is being determined by where I see chicks in short skirts with eyeliner on. Even that, it's nice just to go for the base. Let's go for the base instinct. The base desire helps draw me back to hard, cold, physical, grindhouse reality instead of, a bunch of flighty, internal, deep down in my own mind bullshit. Actually, I should go down to Queen Street. There's going to be a lot more people down on Queen Street. I'm on, I think I'm on Dundas. I might be on College right now. Yeah, I'm on Dundas. Dovercourt. Yeah, it brings me back to reality a little bit, because I was just walking down the street, headphones in, all drunken, New Year's Eve, you know, just focusing on my own little brainy shit. And I was just thinking about how the girl Erica used to date in Vancouver. How much I wish she was here. I think that a lot. The more drunk I think, the more drunk I am, the more I think that. I'm pretty drunk today. But even this, like, I've been drinking all day. This is the best I can do? Come on, dude. I wish I just got more drunk. Besides being a little maudlin, this is like any other day. It's not like you'd hear this show and just be like, that guy's drunk. You might be like, that guy has had 2 beer. Not that guy's been drinking all day. Maybe I'll go walk through Kensington Market. That place always kinda soothes me. I always feel better there. But yeah, this girl that I dated years ago, and it's catch 22. I think, like, if I had not broken up with her, if we had stayed together, that wouldn't have worked. Because I just wasn't mature enough for us to be in a proper relationship. I feel like I was a lot too hard on that girl. Way too judgy and bullshitty. And then the things that happened after that have been very important. Specifically, babysitting Allie and moving to New York. I really feel like those have helped sort of shape where I want to go from here. But now that I'm here, I think that a lot. I wish she was back here. But I wonder, is that really... I mean, the French have this saying that going back to a past lover is like reusing your coffee grounds. Everything that was exciting about them is gone. Maybe that's true. Maybe if I was dating somebody else right now, it would just, that would be that. That's all I would be thinking about right now. Holy shit. I know this comes up a fair amount, but I am walking right through the old neighborhood where my old house used to be, the one that burned down. Julie's Snack Bar. Now Brega's Variety and Grocery, it's right around the corner from here. I'm not going to bother going to see it again, though. Every time I go, it's just a burned building. It never changes. It's starting to lose its novelty, I guess. But yeah, seeing everybody pile out of the bars, jumping in cabs with their significant others. I don't know, I guess it's the grass is always greener, right? When you're in a relationship, it can feel a little boring, a little bit stale, a little bit taken for granted. It's, I guess, impossible not to feel that way. And then when you're by yourself, that seems so comforting. It seems so nice to have someone with you and someone to go home with. And even in my mind, I imagine, what if me and Erica were together right now? How long would it really take for me to start taking her for granted, you know? Have I really progressed as far as I think I have? What can I really offer this girl? Particularly because she's married. She's with some other guy. Like, it would take a pretty serious power play to fucking bust into that. And maybe it's just my brain just seeking the last person who was really, really good to me. The last girl who was just really nice.
So now you want the whole world to notice that you've come around. Now you expect we'll see how you're really so much better now. But I know the truth, I won't waste my youth on a cat and a bounder, a dog and a cheat, all the lives that you've had, all the hearts you eat. You're a rascal and a rogue, a villain and a crook, still I tug at your line, I'm a fish on your hook. I should give in. truth, but I have a sweet tooth for a cat and a pounder.
J&R Coin Laundry. I totally did my laundry here a couple of times. Ah, the old neighborhood. This is kind of the hipster neighborhood of Toronto, Parkdale. But again, people in Canada are like, bah, hipsters. I hate them. But I don't see it, you know? At worst, like today when I was at the liquor store, it was really crowded because it's New Year's. There were two guys in line that were wearing, you know, wool caps, even though it was way too warm out for that shit. So that's the closest we get to hipster. It's nothing like New York. It's not even remotely the same. It's invisible to me. I don't see the problems of Toronto because they're so small in comparison. Oh, Lord. Girls in small skirts, man. It's crazy. There's nothing like legs, you know. Having hot tits is good too, I guess, but it's a lot harder to come by. In this nice weather, lots of short skirts, and it really is. It's just, it's mesmerizing. Okay, I got off track. What I was gonna say is, walking down the street, yeah, I just felt this urge. Like, I got Erica's phone number. Just wanted to send her a 3 a.m. fucking New Year's text, but what is that going to accomplish? What is that going to do? She could be banging her husband right now, you know? Like, come on. Be serious. I actually had to turn off my phone and then put it in an obscure inner pocket in my coat. It's like, don't do that. Don't do that. Stop from doing that. This is nice, though. This is therapy. Therapeutic. Just to get me out of my own head. Just to be talking. Just to calm myself. On the teeter-totter. Erica mentioned the other day about... The other month. 2 months ago when I saw her. Oh, this is cool. This is cool on Queen Street West. There's all kinds of people. This feels good. Feels good to be part of the hive, part of the people. But yeah, I don't know, we were talking about stuff when I saw her a couple of months ago. And she mentioned something about, you know, when I have kids. And when we dated, she was so young that I think she's only 25 now, maybe 26. And then I think, it's so embarrassing. What if she hears this, you know? What if she hears this and she left me behind long ago and she's with some other guy? And even if she wasn't with him, maybe she'd just be with another guy, you know? What if she has no inkling of the idea of us being together again?
I'm just walking by. There's a lot of art galleries on Queen Street West. This girl's name is Sunny Choi. When I used to live here, I'd walk by all the time, and she just does paintings of really beautiful women. Right now there's a Marilyn Monroe is the front piece. And I don't know who this other girl is. It looks like she's dressed like Gwyneth Paltrow from Royal Tenenbaums, but with a wider face. Looks a little bit like, maybe it says, what's this page say? Bonnie and Clyde. That's Bonnie. Holy balls, $6,500. I guess that explains how these artists pay the rent. You know, you sell one of those, you're okay for a little while. But she's the one woman that if I was rich, I would buy some of her paintings. They're not abstract. They're very clearly paintings of really pretty women. And I love her stuff. Whenever I walked by there, I always liked it. It's like, that's non-bullshit art, you know? Abstraction's okay to a point, but her shit is just really nice. Yeah, so Erica with a kid. I don't know, it's weird because I've been thinking a lot lately about how much I liked being a babysitter, how much I like being with kids, how that seems like a good career path. That seems like something that would make me happy. Yeah, I don't know why I'm recording this. I can't put this out. It's ridiculous. Come on.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose. Elles passent en un instant comme frânent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud. Que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore, serait-ce possible alors? On dit que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Il paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore, c'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore, serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? Mais qui est-ce qui m'a dit que toujours tu m'aimais? Je ne me souviens plus, c'était tard dans la nuit. J'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, c'est secret, lui dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Pas grand chose, elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. Me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors?
I'm such a dickbag. You know, I just saw a dude walk by with a chick that I just didn't think was attractive. And it's like, ah, see, I don't want to do that. I'm willing to be pretty lonely. superficial. Sort of discredits my thoughts. Oh no, think maybe my ideas aren't so great.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, because, oh, boo-hoo, I miss my girlfriend, but I mean, it's because she's hot, right? I mean, it's because I was in love with her, and also because she's hot. Maybe I need to reach true enlightenment. See people just for their inner beauty. But I ain't there yet. Anyway, I had this, just to finish this off, in case I dig this up some point in the future and decide for some crazy ass reason to make it into a show. I had this little vision of being really, really old and sitting by the edge of some kind of lake or like a marsh. And it's all frozen. Man, a lot of sirens tonight on Queen Street. People are partying way too hard this New Year's. This is kind of a recurring vision I've had of me and Erica sitting all bundled up because it's winter time, sitting by the edge of some frozen body of water. Arms around each other, just looking out at it. There's nothing there. It's just frozen. You can see the horizon. You know, like a blue sky, but almost white, just because it's so in the middle of winter that just turns into white from just the snow and the ice everywhere. And I just feel like when I'm old, it seems like I should be with her. Me and her should be together. It seems very weird to me that she might be with someone else. Or I guess that I might be with someone else. I'm a little too self-deprecating to see that one, necessarily. I don't know though, this feels okay. Walking through downtown Toronto, I'm only 31 years old. That's really not so different from these people. I'm still of the demographic. Most of them have better jobs than me. Just passed a guy pissing openly at Trinity Bellwoods Park. But yeah, I feel all right about this. I feel glad that I'm here. I mean, these guys, I think their lives are probably more stable than mine in general, but these are still my people. This is the right place to be right now. This is the right place to be at this time in my life. It's nice to feel connected. It's nice to feel like a part of things. I feel like I belong in Canada. I feel like I belong in Toronto. I do feel like I belong on the earth. It's a chapter of an old book I used to like. It's called The Man Who Belonged on the Earth. And that's the only point, right? That's the only goal. If you really feel like you belong here on Earth, if you belong in life, if you feel comfortable in your own skin, call back. You feel life-size. It's all that matters, and I do feel that. I just feel lonely. It would be nice to have somebody else here. But I guess I got you guys here, right? I got the phantom future audience. And when alien races of the future dig up the internet of our past, 21st century Earth, they're gonna listen to that and think, what the fuck? I don't understand these Earthlings. He is talking to nobody. He's recording his voice so that other people can hear it later. In that moment, in this space, walking home on New Year's Eve. He's not talking to anybody. He is alone. But hey, I don't know what to tell you, aliens. I'm a human being. We fucking rationalize. We get by. we find ways to feel bad about our own lives, even though it's a goddamn amazing life. Most people on the earth don't have it so good, and yet we can still feel bad for ourselves about nothing. All right, let's can it. All right, Happy New Year.
I kind of like you.
I kind of like you too.
Loretta broke my heart in a letter. She told me she was leaving and her life would be better. Joe broke it off over the phone. After the tone, she left me alone. Jen said she'd never ever see me again. When I saw her again, she said it again. Jen met another man. Lisa got amnesia, just forgot who I am. Felicity said there was no electricity. Emily, no chemistry. Fran, Randrews turned out to be a man. Flo had to go, I couldn't go with the flow. Carol Brown just took a bus out of town. But I'm hoping that you'll stick around.
He doesn't cook or clean, he's a good boyfriend material.
Ooh, we can eat cereal.
You lose interest fast, his relationships never last.
Shut up, girlfriends from the past.
He says he'll do one thing, and then he goes and does another thing.
Oh, who organized all of my ex-girlfriends into a choir and got them to sing? Shut up. Shut up, girlfriends from the past. Mimi will no longer see me. Brittany hit me. Paula, Persephone, Stella, and Stephanie. There must be 50 ways that lovers have left me. Carol Brown just took a bus out of town. Love is a delicate thing, it could just float away on the breeze.
He says the same thing to me.
How can we ever know if I'm the right person in this world?
He means he looks at other girls.
Love is a mystery, it does not follow a rule.
This guy is a fool, he'll always be a boy. He's a man who never grew up.
I thought I told you to shut up. That you had an epiphany. Would you like a little cereal? Who organized this choir of ex-girlfriends? Was it you, Carol Brown? Was it you, Carol Brown? Carol Brown just took a bus out of town. But I'm hoping that you'll stick around. Stick around.
That was Jeff from the EXO Drunk Songs episode. Unfortunately, Josh the Sweet Rapper wasn't there.
Hey, I need a favor.
Just the music guy. But yeah, it's almost 4 in the morning now and I'm still just walking past. Happy New Year's, people. And it's nice to walk by so many people that seem to more or less have their shit together. We're all just coexisting. We're all just drunk and out at night, having fun. And it's that, at least in our sphere of society, our particular hemisphere, shit is working pretty well. Everyone's getting along. As a mass entity, you know, if you see the human race as one big thing, we're doing really well. The fact that we got here at all, that we have all these things that we have, that we're all basically coexisting. I think it's easy to get down on humanity if you focus on the wrong things. I think watching the news all the time and just focusing on the bad stories and the bad side of things, it's an easy way to get there. But statistically, that kind of thing is insignificant. If you look at us as a mass, the part of it that's going wrong is, it's insignificant, and it always has been, and that's why we've gotten this far and we're still progressing. That's sort of the classic view of the human race, if you're a retarded, pessimistic teenager. Human race is a virus. Ah, take a plane and look down and just watch the virus spread. But I think if you really look at the human race as a mass entity, if you really focus hard on what that means, I think it's amazing what we've done. I think it's fucking super great where we are at. Stop recording. What is the point of this? It's super great. That's gonna really change someone's mind. I don't know, I was pretty depressed and I was gonna kill myself until I heard Keith McNally say that he thinks the human race is super great. Now everything's fine. Alright, I'm done.